This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3753, for Wednesday, the 21st of December, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Some Thoughts on Numeronemes. It is hosted by Dave Morris, and is about 12 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, aka alphanumeric acronyms, alphanumeric abbreviations, or numerical contractions.
Hello everybody, this is Dave Morris for Hacker Public Radio. Welcome. Going to do a quick show today, hope it's quick anyway. We're getting very low on shows, so please step up if you can. This one is about numeronyms. It's a word I discovered recently, and I've called it Some Thoughts on Numeronyms. I'll explain what they are in a minute. So what prompted this was a discussion with Mike Ray about accessibility, and he was using the term A11Y, which we all, well, many of us were puzzled by. I certainly was, and were pronouncing it Ali and things of that sort. So I've been wondering about these. These are built from, these are the numeronyms, and they're built from the first letter of the word followed by a number and the last letter, where the number represents the count of letters between the start and end. So accessibility is A, 11 letters, Y. But I found this A11Y thing very, very clunky. It's much easier to say accessibility than it is to say A11Y. Looked it up just recently, found the Wikipedia article, and it, as I say, it's called a numeronym, so a name with a number in it. And they may be referred to as alphanumeric acronyms, or alphanumeric abbreviations, or numerical contractions. See all of those being contracted, eh? The Wikipedia points out that these types of abbreviations are almost always used to refer to their computing sense. So G11N for globalization, and that's in the context of computing, not in the general context. Anyway, this abbreviation method jarred with me a little bit and set me thinking. Fully sympathize with the motivation behind using A11Y to mean accessibility. I do find it odd and counterintuitive. I often find myself pondering the acceptability of this type of abbreviation. How many other words in common English fit patterns like this, I wonder? Quite a few, I would expect. How does this affect the admissibility of such abbreviations? Not only are they adventurously strange to my simple brain, but I find them to be aesthetically displeasing. My experiments with the standard Linux dictionary looking for words that fit this pattern, I find affirmatively supportive of this view. I'll describe this experiment later. Algebraically, it's to be expected there are many dictionary words of 13 characters which start with A and end with Y. Looking at them allegorically, such numeronyms convey little meaning, except in very limited contexts, since the motivation seems to be to reduce the need to type long words. Alternatively, if they were accepted by data entry software and expanded automatically, a better case could be made for applicability, but only one word could be assigned to a numeronym. In my mind, there's a certain artificiality in the use of these abbreviations. So you might wonder what I was going on about in the last bit. A strange rambling section. And this is my admittedly small joke to try and use as many of the words that match the A11Y pattern. I'm not sure it made total sense. There was a certain element of sense. So I've transformed that paragraph and put A11Y in all the cases. I'm not going to read them out. Maybe I should have done, but I don't think I want to. But you can look at it. It's in the notes, and you can see what it looks like. So being a computer programmer and enjoying writing in Bash, I had to write a Bash script to do some of this stuff. So I ran, I've given an example. It's just a three-line thing. It's basically a while loop. And what it does is it scans the file, uses shared dict words, and picks out words which match the A11Y pattern. In other words, they need to start with an A and have 11 letters after that, and then a Y, and then that's it. So the little script, which is actually just a sort of command line thing, you type in one line, but I've laid it out so it's easier to read. It writes the word that it's found and the numeronym that's generated from it, which it computes, though it's unnecessary in this case because they all generate the same numeronym. I did it this way because I want to apply the algorithm to other words. There's a process substitution which uses grep to scan the user share dict words file, and it actually removes all instances, or it doesn't return any instances that end in apostrophe S. There seem to be quite a lot of them there, but I've said this before, not quite sure why. Then it pipes that result to another grep, which looks for this pattern of A followed by 11 letters and a Y. And that is being fed into a while loop, which reads into a variable called word. And then the contents of word are printed out using printf, and then the first letter of that word, the count of the letters in the word minus 2, and then the final letter of the word. And this all uses Bash's quite neat character string manipulation features, and also the ability to count the length of a word. So I also wrote one which looks for all words which are 8 to 20 letters long, picks 20 of those at random, and then applies this same numeronym algorithm. And it's pretty similar, except that the process substitution at the end is slightly different. It's looking for words of 8 to 20 characters in length. And it uses the shuff command to get a random selection of 20 out of this lot. I've used this trick in loads of my Bash episodes, so nothing new here really. I give an example of some of the words. Non-political turns out to be N10L, and optimizations is O11S, and so on, you know. Have fun with this if you find it amusing. It amused me, so that's why I did that. So in researching for this episode, I came upon an extremely long word, which I found on Wikipedia, and it's a fake word. It's a made-up word. It's meant to represent some sort of lung disease, but it's not a thing that actually exists. And if I'm going to try and read it, I'm giving myself a sort of crib sheet to do it with. But I've also linked to the spoken version of it on Wikipedia, which incidentally I disagree with, but never mind. The way I pronounce this is pneumono, pertaining to your lungs, ultramicroscopic, very, very tiny, silico, relating to silicaceous dusts and stuff, volcano, relating to volcanic ash, coniosis, pneumono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. So I think this was made up for a quiz or something. Anyway, I applied the algorithm of turning it into a numeronym, and it turns up with P43S. So here's my conclusion then. Numeronyms don't appeal to anyone. You already gathered that. Notwithstanding my little jokes above, I know the proposal is not to replace all longer words with them. This would cause chaos. However, as a means of denoting long words, this seems wrong. I assume that their evolution occurs like this. We use a word often in a particular context. The word is long and not easy to type. For the sake of speed and to avoid typographic errors, we make a numeronym. We tell the world that I18N, as an example, means internationalization. Those in the know have no problems with it, but many people who encounter it later, puzzle over it, as I'm doing here. It seems fair to say that this obscure process has fulfilled the need to abbreviate this awkwardly long word in the limits of the context where it's evolved. However, it's not conveyed information very well. It has mainly benefited those who write or read documentation relating to the context. It's hard to speak it, is basically the thing. Many editor and word processor applications have the facility of expanding abbreviations like this, in my experience. I use Vim all the time, and there's an abbreviation command where you can say, use this sequence of letters to signify this phrase or word or whatever. And I've got loads of them. There's a very nice plugin which does a really good job, so I can point you to if you're interested. I'd rather use this than embed the coded abbreviation into the language. On the other hand, I'm okay with the Pneumo thingy being replaced by P43S. So I must just be out of step with a lot of people, but I must confess that I had a similar reaction to XKCD's exercise in using a limited number of words to explain things. He did a thing called UpGoer 5, which I've linked, which explains the Saturn 5, which he says is explained using only the 1,000 words people use the most often. You might disagree with me about what I'm saying here. Feel free to add a comment to this show, or indeed record a show of your own. And in my links, I have included all this stuff that I've mentioned, and also one of my favourite fake words, which is the Welsh village, which I used to be able to pronounce very, very, very long, and it's abbreviates to L64H. I'm not going to try and pronounce it. I can do it if I'm give myself enough time, if I run up to it slowly. But I've been there, and it's quite a nice little village in the north of Wales, on the island of Anglesey. You go into the station, you can buy a platform ticket, which is just it's a thing that used to happen. You want to get on a platform to wave bye-bye to people, and it's extremely long, because it's got the entire name on it. And this name was created in order to get more tourists to visit, apparently. So, which, you know, no problem. It's the second longest place name in Europe, might be, or the world. I don't know. Check the Wikipedia page. I've linked to it. Okay, that's me then. I've finished. And looking forward to any feedback you might have. Okay, bye.
Have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.